Hey Gems, welcome to another episode of Intimate Conversations with Lady L. I'm your host, LaTanya, and I also go by the name Lady L. I'm an image consultant and creator of At Her Best Style and the Lady L Experience. Keep in mind that change is never comfortable. You are going to hear sensitive topics within this podcast. Some topics may resonate with your personal life. The topics discussed aren't meant to offend anyone. They are to bring personal healing and growth. In order to heal, you must first accept accountability for your role and be open and willing to hear the truth. Not the filtered truth, but the entire truth. Now understand, when you're dealing with truth, truth sometimes is never easy to accept, but it is the only way to get a breakthrough to your healing. This is why, again, I stress this podcast is for people who are ready for change. For people who are ready to deal with the things that may be holding them back and the sensitive issues we all face. You are not alone. We are all dealing with sensitive issues in our everyday walks. What you're hearing along with these topics, someone else may have encountered or conquered. Life brings so many different situations. We've all had different experiences. We've all acquired different traits from the generations before us. So again, there are a lot of sensitive topics that we will discuss. Just be mindful and don't take anything personally. Don't internalize a lot of the information that you are hearing. If it resonates, recognize the issue and change it for the better. Don't internalize that you take it as a personal attack on you. And if you hear a topic that resonates with you, look at it as God's way of bringing you to this topic so you can deal with it, heal from it, and conquer it. So you are no longer a victim to it and become a conqueror. If you hear any subject matter within this podcast and you start to feel attacked or you feel offended, take a moment to pause the episode and tell yourself, this is not personal and I should not be taking this personally. These are just tools to help me with what's really bothering me. And if the subject is really bothering me, then it is something that I need to be seeking help on. Rather it be in counseling or talking amongst positive peers and people who can genuinely help me to overcome this. I want my listeners to think of me as a big sister, and we are having an intimate conversation because that is exactly what this is. If you and I were sitting in a room across from each other and you brought me an issue that was pressing on your heart, we would be having a discussion like this so that we can help you get to the bottom of the issue and heal. Again, I am rooting for you all, and let's get to the episode. Hey, Gems. So, welcome to February. This is my first episode for the month of February, and my. January just kind of like came in and left. Like, I feel like January was more of that test month. You know, like, some people come in with January and they want to hit the ground running January the first and like boom, bada, 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 bang. For me, I like to sit and see what is January feeling like, what is January bringing in. Also, January is a month where a lot of people do a lot of fasting, depending on where you are in your spiritual growth. Fasting is amazing because it allows you to gain so much clarity and understanding in different facets of your life and also the direction of where you may want to go within this year. So it's important to have your vision and your goals and your plans already like in mind and written out in detail with execution plans to get there coming prior into the new year. But then there's also this nesting period. Nesting means the time where we just kind of sit and really see it. Some people on January 1st, it's like, I'm going. I'm not going to tell you what to do or not to do, but there are patterns. So you have to see which end of the coin you fall on when it comes to those type of patterns. Some people feel like it's a race and I got to, it's like a race to the finish line or a race to the end. But remember this, we're all should be, emphasis I should say, in our own individual lanes. And no one's lane should look like someone else's lane. So this is where self-comparison comes in. This is why you should not be comparing your journey to someone else's journey. Someone may not be, like, let's talk from a spiritual aspect of things. For someone who doesn't make that the core of their being, or, you know, we all believe in different things spiritually, we all believe in worship different things, they may not see the nature to, let's say, maybe fast at the beginning of the year and understand what that means. And then some people just may have never been open to that. They may have never really been taught that, and they don't understand the logic behind it. So some people will shun things or say, nah, that's not for me, maybe just because they don't understand it. And, you know, some people just, we're sometimes creatures of habitat. We just do what we know or what we've been taught, you know. So we're all doing things differently, you know. So for me, February is like January the 1st for me. Okay. May not make sense for you, but it makes sense for me. And I love that. And I have my reasons, but I won't share everything. But so it's all on how you look at it. Some people are like, January came in doing like this and this and this and this. And January, it's all on your personal expectation, excuse me, on what you felt January was supposed to bring for you or look like for you. Or, you know, we got this notion that January is not supposed to bring any issues or problems. Maybe January is the month that actually highlights things. That's why I go back to fasting, because sometimes during those type of settings, that stillness is when you can see things that need to be highlighted, that areas that may need to be worked on for the new year that you're not aware of. But you can't be self-aware of that if you're so used to always going in January. If you're the one January the 1st, I got to be on the go, you're going to miss those little areas in your life for growth. For seeing, getting a clear analysis of where you may need to, you know, where you are or areas you may need to work on. And so when February rolls around, you're like analyzing January. Well, my January didn't do this and my January didn't do that. But what if January was the planning period, the nesting period, the stillness period that you miss? I go back to the pandemic. It's the same thing. That nesting period we had during the pandemic, so people are so used to just going, and we wanted rest, but then rest was given and we were blessed with it. We didn't know how to utilize the time, right? So sometimes it can feel a little foreign if you're not used to it. So a lot of us weren't prepared for after the pandemic life. I'm speaking already. I am dropping gems already, if you caught that. So let's talk about that. You know, it's funny because I always said that I don't want to talk about grief no more and things like that. But I've learned in just this month myself that no matter how much maybe I said I don't want to talk about certain things, I have walked the path and I have overcome something that a lot of people are going through. So even though I'm not currently in it, I can still help others in different ways with that. And I'm okay with that aspect of it. I just don't want people to see me like I'm still in that season of grief. So let's talk about that for a little bit. And we'll get into this episode because it's going to make sense. Because we are going to talk about discernment. I begin talking about that on my app, Her Best Style page. And I really, really want to talk about that. But I think this is a good lead in into that. Okay. So let's talk. A lot of people met me during the pandemic. A lot of you didn't even know who I was prior to the pandemic. Then there's on the other coin, people who knew me before the pandemic. Some, I'll even put it out there, like some public figures knew me, some non-public figures knew me even before the pandemic and knew what I was speaking on and watched me get to a season of grief. This girl going, she's doing this, she's doing that, and then boom, grief happened, okay? Some people are used to one thing from me, and then I hit a platform where grief happens. And it's going to happen to us all. And the reason I'm saying that is because you may be in a season where it hasn't happened, and you're watching it happen to several people around you. And you're like, ooh, 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 ooh. You know, I would say too, and I just want to throw this out there, be careful, be very careful not to tell people how to handle, when you're telling people how to handle grief sometimes, just be careful if you never experienced it, because everybody's not born with the gift of empathy and compassion and all of that. And there's a lot of it going around right now. So you want to be very mindful. When I talk on my intro and I say we're all facing different sensitive issues, this may be a sensitive issue that you haven't ran into yet. So you may not be equipped and you may not understand how to deal with the sensitivity of that issue. Losing a mom, losing a father, losing a sister, losing a brother, losing a spouse, losing a girlfriend, losing a boyfriend, losing a child. That's a different type of pain. That's your inner circle for most of you. Not saying an aunt, an uncle, or anybody like that, or cousin can't be an inner circle depending on the position that they played in your life. But I'm using those terms so that I can get you to really understand. Those type of pains kind of hit a little different. And some people are learning how to navigate that. It's hard. No one really prepares you for grief. And depending on the situation that you're in, a lot of times these situations are unexpected. If you're blessed, some people are blessed enough to prepare for it coming. Like if a loved one has been sick, you can kind of prepare for it in that aspect, you know. Something else been going on, you can get pre-prepared. But most of the time, people are going to fall on the other side of the coin where it's an unexpected death that they weren't expecting. And the shock of it all can carry so much weight and so much emotion. And you're not sure where to start first. And the first thing you're looking for is help. You're looking for someone to understand or help you get through it. And the sad part about it, I can tell you when I went through it, is no one could help me, Harley, because no one had went through it yet. So you feel kind of like, well, where do I go? How do I help? You know, like, I can't tell you how many people I say, hey, can you? Shut down. You know, some people mean well. And then some people, let's put it on this skin. I go back to that grace and that empathy and compassion. Even if you can't help someone, it's all on your tone. It's all on how you handle things sometimes. Because I look at how we address people on an everyday occurrence sometimes. Just the little things, people can be so dismissive. So imagine if someone is going through a season of grief. You want to be very careful with that. And some of y'all are like, but I'm not a sensitive person. I just don't deal with things like that. I know. Trust me, we know some of you don't have that bone. You just don't have a bone of compassion. That's a whole nother discussion. We're not even going to get into the why is that. But I might stump on some toes when I say this, but you may not be a safe place for a person going through that. And that's just taking accountability and acknowledging I am not a safe space for someone going through grief or anything sensitive. It's not that I don't care, but I don't know how to handle that. Let that sink in for a second. Because some of you are just going to have to be honest with yourselves. I know we all want to seem perfect on social media. I know we all want to not look unfavorable in someone's eyes. We don't want to look like we can't. No one wants to be presented as a weak form in any kind of way. But the truth is we all possess a strength and a weakness. Even amongst your families, when you're going through grief, you're going to have to know who's the strong person and who can't handle it, because everybody can't handle it. So when something's going on, you have to know, like, are you strong in times like this or are you weak in times like this? It doesn't mean someone's a weak person, but we have to know your strengths. Even when you're building a team with anybody, a family, relationships, whatever, work situation, business, you got to know what other people can carry and can't carry. It don't mean they can't be a part of the team. But that's where that's how you make a person feel seen and heard and valued and understood. Be honest about your strengths. Be honest about your weakness. Yeah, we have a world where there's good and evil and bad and good. And some people like to take advantage of your weakness and stuff like that. Trust me, I get it. And that's why some people don't speak up on things, because of that. Well, we're not going to discuss that today. That will probably be a conversation. Good conversation we can piggyback on in a later episode. But right now, I just want to focus on your strength and your weakness. You have to know that. That's what being self-aware is. Self-aware to know I can handle, if we going through a season of grief, I can handle this for you, or I can't. You got to know that. And the reason I'm bringing it up is so many of you are going to go through it who haven't been through it. And so many are going through it now. This is how you know how what you got on your foundation and your support. Where can you, hey, can I pass the ball to you here? No. Can I, hey, okay. Okay. So that's where we're not offending people. That way people know where people not feeling hurt. Because the worst thing you can do is when you're grieving to go to someone you thought you could trust or you thought you could lean on and they can't be a rock for you. It's the most hurting feeling in the world. And that's where the breakdown in trust can happen with some people. Because some people might look up to certain people and thought, I thought you were going to have my back and you can't have my back. And then that's a place where discord can happen. That's a place where, you know, someone can feel used, because I was there for you when you were going through it, but you can't be there for me. Or, but every time you need me here, I show up for you. But then when I ask you about this, you can't show up for me. Does that sound familiar to some of y'all? That's where that breakdown in communication starts to happen too. Because when you feel like someone has disappointed you or failed you, or you feel like you can't trust somebody, it impacts all of those areas. And that's where the breakdowns start to happen. So I'm trying to set you up for success. And I'm saying, before you get there, make sure you know who can handle what. Wait. That's going to help you. And I can only tell you that by going through my own journey. No one told me that. Okay. Now, let's talk about another part of grief. Be careful not to place judgment on people while they're in a season of grief. I got a lot of that, and I'm speaking from personal experience. I said at the beginning, a lot of you met me coming in while I was in the grief season. The world shut down. Everybody went on the internet and social media in some form or fashion. We were on Facebook, we were on Instagram, we were on TikTok, you don't stop, you know. We were on YouTube, wherever we were, out there in social media, talking and vibing and jiving and everything else. Hey. But you know, that's what the world was doing at that time. But a lot of us don't sit and think where somebody else may be during that time. We all know we were all shut in together at that time. That was the common denominator we had in common. But we honestly didn't know what everybody was going through. You know, like, I think when I look at my personal page, it shows so much of me, like, having fun, going to concerts and all of these things I've done. And it shows so many different spans of my life over years, from probably the beginning of when Instagram was created up until the current moment. It even had some of the pictures of when I learned of a loved one had passed away. And I can even see the difference. And, you know, like, and I kept going. That's the thing what people don't know about me is the people who were there know I kept going. And I found out the news that they passed away that day. And I still went to work the same day. Because it was shocking. When I heard the news, I was already en route to go out the door to do something on my car and then go to work before, after the car appointment. So I was like, well, I got to get this done. And I was like, I'll deal with that when I get home. It was just that I was so shocked. I didn't know what to do with the information. And I didn't believe it, because that's what shock is. Shock is disbelief, right? So I was like, nah, this ain't true. Ain't nobody telling me this. Like, what? What? And then I saw it on the internet. So a lot of you seeing stuff first time for the internet too. So I'm like, what do you mean? And it hit me like a ton of bus. First, it did. My heart hit the floor. But then I was like, nah. Wait a minute. Nah. And it wasn't until I got to the car appointment and the gentleman looked at me and he said, how's your morning? And for when someone asked me how I was doing, it was like, I am not okay. And that was literally my words, Sam. And I said, I just found out someone I love dearly just passed away. And I remember the look in his eyes. He was shocked because he didn't know. He thought it was just a regular appointment, right? He didn't know what I was dealing with. So it shocked him, because that means he had to change his demeanor with me too. And he did, and I appreciate that. And he had to be more nurturing and comforting and understand, okay, she has a situation right now. I got to help her get through this situation with her car, but also be understanding to what she's going through to help her so we can navigate this here. And he was very helpful. And I got the car thing, my car fixed, and, you know, got that situated. So we set up my appointment for my car to be, they did my inspection on my car, and we set up an appointment to get it fixed, you know, and everything. And very, very helpful. And then I had to go to work. Still ain't cry yet, but that's when it really hit me, when someone asked me, how are you doing? And allowed me to share how I was doing and not judge me, but was understanding. And he may not had all the answers, but he had went through grief, and he's just like, I can understand how that would feel, having experienced that. But the conversation helped. She was trying to understand. And even that's what I liked about it. He was trying to understand. He understood enough how to help soften that situation. Didn't have to, but it definitely was appreciated at that time. And then I went to work. And when I got to work, that's when I broke down, because it all hit me like a ton of bricks. I think sometimes we always think I'm gonna continue with my day, because when you shock, you don't know, and you think, oh, I got to keep going. And I was like, what am I? I broke down. Even my boss was like, no. You just got the work. You just got some news. Like, you can't be here. Go take care of you. It's okay. We got this show. We gonna keep this running. You go take care of you. So once I got it together, I left, and then I had to go try to find people that love me and tell them what had happened and try to figure out what had happened to my friend. And I'm gonna stop there. Not because I can't not tell the story, I can, but I feel like I'm going to be telling it in fragments to help you, because someone is there. So I just want to help you with that part first. So I know it's a normal thing where we just feel like I got to keep going. But I'm going to tell you, I learned so much going through the process and learning how to take time for myself. And that's the best thing you can do. And that's what advice I would give someone, is to honor your process and know that it's okay. You're going to need them a few days. Don't feel like you know, we always feel the need that we got to show up for everybody. Show up for you first, because if you're no good, you can't be there for everybody. And that's something new. And if you got people around you who can't understand that something just happened, that's a whole nother conversation. But that's going to align you for something else differently either. That's going to show you something, and that's going to show you where you have to make some modifications and some changes. And we'll talk about that a little later. But it's okay. And if you're going through that, when that shock hits, you're going to make, you know, I won't say mistakes, you're navigating. It's never a mistake because you just don't know and you're trying to find the help. So you may run into somebody that's going into that right now. So you may be on the coin of either going through grief or you may be experiencing someone who's dealing with grief, and I want you to know how to help them. That's what this is about. The next thing I want to talk about is, again, the pandemic. So imagine going through that and then this pandemic hits and people are trying to get to know me. I'm not really in a season of really trying to get to know anybody right now because I'm trying to understand my life and what my life means with the absence of a certain person in my life now. And now what is my new reality? The world is changing. We're going into a new reality, but also my life has been faced with a new reality at the same time. Everybody's like, where's Fun Tanya? Where's Tanya? Where's Tanya? Tanya, Tanya, Tanya. Tanya's like trying to figure something out right now. You know, just give her a little second, give her a little minute. Then there's people who come and they found my personal page and they, you know, how people go to research. And like I was saying, if you haven't been on that conversation. So people went all the way back and they found out stuff you've done, see things you've done. And then here comes the assumptions and all of this and the expectations because they didn't see something and they expecting something out of you. But they don't know where you're at currently. They don't understand what season you're currently in. And so people can be a little rude sometimes when they don't understand what's really going on, you know? And people judging. Honey, I had people sitting up here talking about something. I need fillers in my face. Y'all should have seen some of the rude messages I got. Like, are you like, you just found me. I'm not an influencer, honey. I'm not even trying to be in your lane. What do you mean? Like, it was just the rudest thing. Like, I got, it was crazy. I'm like, where is this even coming from? Like, I'm in a season of grieving. My face might be a little swollen. And then, you know, dealing with allergies and stuff like that. And when you grieve, I don't care who you are. If you're crying, if you're going through something, your face might be a little bit puffy, you know, a little swollen or whatever. So I don't know. People judge. They don't know what you're going through. My face had sunk in a little bit when I was going through grief because I lost a little bit of weight. I don't know about you. When I go through something, sometimes the first thing that I go is my appetite. You know, I was eating, but, you know, I wasn't eating like, you know, I'm hungry like that. So I eat. So one thing I can say, my appetite didn't fully go, but it was just like, nah, you know, you go through things like that. So I think about Chad Bozeman and what he was dealing with before he passed away and how the internet was so rude and they didn't know what he was dealing with. So I'm using all this as a lesson and not bringing up that for his family, you know, to relive, but showing like the parallelism in it and how you have to be careful in how you're dealing with people because you don't know what someone's dealing with. There were people, and I want to touch on this before we get to discernment. I was meeting people during that time, and there were people who were like, well, you're not showing up for someone in this aspect. Well, you're not showing up here. Why didn't you fly here? Why didn't you go here? First of all, what? Wait a minute. Yeah, let me keep going there. You didn't do this. Well, why weren't you at an event? You ain't did it like me. If it was me, I would do it like this. And I'm always doing it like this. Hold up. Hold up. I haven't even met you. I don't even know you. Who are you? Okay. Why would I compare myself to how you do things? And again, do I know you? And why are you coming at me? Because you know I talk... have spoken to somebody and now you on my page looking back and comparing and, but do you know what I got going on right now? Do you know how I met this person? Do you know our conversation? Are you judging me by a past life you had with this person? Like, I don't understand, you know, but this happens and this did happen to me. This is my experience and I'm just explaining it. And, first of all, let me just say this. When in the pandemic, I'm not flying nowhere during the pandemic. One, I had COVID twice. Some of y'all have been grateful not to have COVID one time. I've had it twice. The first time almost put me in the hospital. And the only reason I didn't go in the hospital is because my doctors did not know what it was at the time. They thought it was a severe respiratory infection. I could not breathe. I had it for 3 months at the height. Then I caught it again at an event. So I had to be careful. I had to put on my mask and stay masked up longer than a lot of you guys. When I went out, people would be like, "Oh, why you got your mask?" Because I know me and I know my immune. And my doctor had to work hard to get my immune system where it needed to be. And I'm a healthy person, but we had to boost that immune system because even as a healthy person, there's certain things I can't eat, I can't drink, and I can't swim. So when you can't eat certain things or drink certain things, you don't get certain nutrients that you may would get out of those things that you might would normally consume. So I have to get them a different way. How many of you know about that? Because we're all different, right? And we all got our own challenges that we face. So my doctor, I love her. She knows. Y'all, I can't say enough about my doctor. I love my doctor. Because she treats my life like it's her own life. I never in my span of years had a doctor like that until I met my doctor a few years ago. And I love her. And we stay on it. And she, it was her job to get that boost. She took that as a personal project. And she got it boost. So I was like, I need to make sure I'm in a clear before I go anywhere where. Okay? Like, that was a scary time for me. So that was one battle nobody knew. But I did speak on it. But this is the thing. Sometimes you can speak about things, but I don't think people listen. It's called active listening. I think people hear what they want to hear based upon what it is that they're looking for at the time, you know? And so that was something I said. I also told people that I was in a season of grief, but I, at the time, people are not understanding it as much as they do now because it's such a thing that's in the spotlight. Back then, I think it was more like, oh, yeah, everybody lost somebody before. You know, like we passed things off. But now, and then no one has ever probably been through, the people that were around me at the time hadn't been through a death that probably was that personable like that. So they didn't understand the nature of it. I don't fault anybody of it. I'm just glad now that maybe we've reached a point where we can finally understand this now. And that's why it probably was a conversation I kept having, and maybe this is one of the reasons why I went through it, so that we can gain the understanding and have that conversation about this, as it became a huge problem. Okay, so I think we have to look at too and how people show up for each other. I'm the type of person, anybody who has rocked with me in the past and who has had me as that devoted, loyal friend knows that I'm that friend who will stop anything and everything for a friend and be there. I'm that friend who don't miss your events. I'm that friend who is always there for you. You need that shoulder to cry on in the middle of the night, I'm there. I'm that loyal friend, although I didn't get it back. And maybe I was just in alignment with, well, I was, alignment with the wrong people who couldn't do that for me. I get that. But I am that type of friend. Don't get that twisted. Number two, sometimes you know how you can do everything for a person, but it'd be that one time you can't show up and they will forget everything else you ever done for them and only hung on that one thing. They're going to horn in on it. That one time you couldn't show up or you couldn't do anything. So let's talk about that one time. And I'm not talking about just me. I'm talking about in your everyday lives. You never know what people are going through and what season they're going through. Now, I happen to be in a season of grief. So I might have couldn't just get up and go somewhere where someone may have wanted me at because of what I've been experiencing. There's different levels to grief and you're going through things. So a friend may tell somebody, that person ain't into you. That person don't like you. That person ain't there for you. That person ain't devoted for you. They ain't hear from you. But they don't understand what I'm going through. That person who's giving you advice may have never walked in my shoes. So how can that person give you advice and say what I'm not doing properly when they haven't walked my shoes? So we got to be careful in how we're doing that and humble ourselves to people experiencing. Because when you do that, you are placing stigmas on people. You are judging people and you are making improper assumptions on people. When you do that, you're attacking someone's character that you know nothing about because you haven't got to know them. That's why when I meet people and everybody don't walk like me, and I get it. I like to meet people where they are and figure out who they are and where they're at in that season to understand them. I can't judge someone by what they did 10 years ago with someone else or doing it now. I need to figure out, well, what's going on in your life right now? And then we'll unravel and go back and find out that I wasn't with you in those seasons for a reason. But God brought me into your life at this season for a reason. Who knows if I'm going to be in the next season? I don't know. But I need to figure out why we met here and why you're here and I'm here. And let's figure this out and figure out there might be a future. You know, this is friends, whatever. You can apply it where the shoe fits. But this is where we need to be. Pandemic happened for a reason. Some of us met in the pandemic for a reason. Some of us never seen people of different calibers. Some people don't know what it's like to live on the other side of the coin, how someone else is living. And the pandemic might show you how someone else is living or what someone else may be going through. I know there's some challenges I've gone through. Some people are going through challenges in the court. I've been through court challenges, so I understand that life and, you know, and things like that. So it's helping you see. It can help team you up with someone who might can help you with what you're going through when you look at the beauty of it. But sometimes we don't look at it like that. And we still are in that self-comparison mood. And you got to be very careful. That's why I say we are in sensitive times. You don't have to be sensitive, but it don't change the fact that we are living in sensitive times. And things have to be handled with certain level of care. You can't show up like how you show up with everybody else sometimes. You are in a different capacity now. So I go back to the beginning of the year where you need to figure out the area you need to work on. Some of you need to work on patience. Some of you need to work on compassion. Some of you need to work on discernment. Hello, we going there. But I say that because when I'm in the grieving season, it's a lot I didn't do. It's some shows I didn't go to. I normally go to concerts all the time. Like I couldn't show up in my normal routine during a grieving season. It was a season where I needed covering. Woo! Can we talk about it? I needed covering. I needed protection. I needed a safe place to be. And I want to say this to spouses out there. If you are in a relationship, whatever it is, when your spouse or significant other is going through a season of grief, be a place of protection and covering for them. Because there's nothing worse than feeling exposed while you're going through your season of grief. And I felt very exposed, not blaming anyone. I'm just saying my experience. Make sure you're covering that person because they are so sensitive and they're going to go through so many emotions at different times. Make sure when I say covering, make sure the outside world, we can't help. Oh God. God, help me. Help me get this out. We can't individually be accountable for other people's actions. But we can independently try to help in situations like this, okay? So if I know someone is going through grief, I'm going to show up for them in a way and make sure no one is trying to like comfort them, you know, like be negative or be rude. I even in my season of grief was on some of y'all pages, believe it or not, when I saw someone like, a lot of people were losing friends in the same industry they work, friends around the way, you know, like friends they grew up with, just different aspects of people. I would be like, please don't say that rude comment, or be mindful how you say something on this person's page, or, you know, like there's nothing wrong with wanting to know maybe why, but let's go a different route and ask them why. Maybe let's inbox the person. And I was coming from a place of love, whether somebody think, well, why I can't ask a question? I saw a lot of that. Why I can't ask a question? Well, why this and why that? It's not saying you can't ask a question. Maybe we just got to change the way. But a lot of y'all perceive energy different. You think someone always coming at you. Now, people sometimes would give you positive correction or just a positive suggestion, but it's all on how you look at people, right? And you'll think someone's coming for you. And I say what I want. We in this, you know, world. I say what I want, how I feel. You ain't gonna tell me how to talk. Look, somebody's dealing with something right now. Even this conversation like this ain't helping their situation right now. See, I'm that friend. I'll show up for you like that. So that other person who's judging me by saying I didn't come to an event of yours, they didn't see when I was in the comments defending your honor, being a source of cover while I was going through a season of grief. And some of my people know exactly what I'm talking about. Even in my hometown, I'm on my Facebook helping people. They grieving. A lot of my classmates are losing parents right now. And it's so sad. I show up for them as much as I could. I even be honest with them. I ain't on Facebook right now. It's a little too much right now. Seeing all of this grief right now and all of this loss right now has been a little bit too much. So I'm here in the background, but I ain't here all the time like I used to. People are used to me being on there all the time. And I had to take a season back. And I know a lot of them be like, yep. And I just spoke with one of my classmates. They like, yep. And a lot of them like, yeah, we know this. And that's me. But if you don't know me, you don't know that. But in the pandemic, I came into an environment where a lot of people didn't know me and a spotlight was put on me. And a lot of people are like, well, she ain't this and she ain't this and judging and judging and judging and judging. But they don't know you. And they don't know me. And we love to judge people when they down, right? We love to kick people when they down. When someone's in a season of grief, that's not an up moment. They're not going to be up doing things that they normally do. I'll be out there doing some things, but I ain't doing all things right now. I'll just be honest with you. I wasn't doing everything. That's why I was so honest and said, I'm on a break. People internalized that break, what they felt it was to them. Some people even said, she's in self-preservation too long. That's to you. But you don't know what I had to deal with or what else people deal with. And people don't share everything. Me, I know I ain't share everything. I was very comfortable with letting the people know that I was going through a season of grief, but I don't share everything. I share what I could share, you know, to help me, because you got to keep things to yourself. You got to keep some stuff to your heart, you know? So I would say be careful with that. I don't want to keep this long because this is going to cut me off. I'm using a different platform. We might have to come back and do discernment on another one. There's so much I want to talk about. But I think this is the good pre-reference for it, because let's start there. Because some of you are getting to learn me for a second time. You met me in the pandemic and now let's get to know each other again. Now I'm up. I ain't in the season of grief, but I don't say moments don't hit me sometimes. Now that I'm out of it, I'm noticing the change. I'm like, okay, what helps me? I like to stay uplifted. I like to stay in a high frequency as much as possible. And not just because of that, because so many other people are going through grief and I know what they're going through. And so for me, certain things I stay away from. I've been very open to say, I might not listen to certain songs now. Don't mean I won't ever listen to those songs again. It's just right now, that's my position of covering. I choose certain songs just if I know it might trigger grief, or certain songs that I know that it may not even be a grief trigger. It just may be too sad. And I've been sad for a long time. Being going through grief for almost 3-something years, I don't want to be talking about sad stuff, right? I'm in my happy season. I want to be happy and talk about the happy stuff. Remember I told you there's going to be some seasons you're going to go through sorrow. You're going to go through pain. I'm not going to tell you I didn't listen to some sad songs when I was going through that. But I like the happy stuff now. And I really want that because I spent so much time there. And that's just me personally. That's not against anybody out there. And I'm not going to explain that on this show because I've explained it. But that's just where I'm at. But I know, and I'm very self-aware that if maybe that's not, it's an environment where it may not be happy for the moment, I might have to step away for just a second. And that's just me. Some people take that like, you saying this and that. People who don't know you will assume the worst, assume everything about you. And that's why we have to have these conversations. There's no way in hell you would learn this about me just from simply watching social media. This intimate conversation what we have, some of you had just learned a lot about me in just this setting right here, 45 minutes. Some of you are probably going, oh, I never thought of it like that. Now that she said it, like, oh, maybe, I hope the light bulb is going off for some of you. But we all know sometimes light don't go off all the time. It's another conversation. But, yeah, you know. And I closed the page, my personal page, for a while. I've been on that page during the pandemic. And honestly, that page is right now all over the place anyway, because some memories I had to take down for my healing and grief. And some things I'm going in a whole different direction. And who I am today is differently. I turned 40 in the middle of a pandemic. I turned 40 in March of last year, and I'll be 41 next month. And so I'm now finally getting to really walk it out the way I want to walk it out, because I didn't know that when I was crossing over to the age of 40, I would still be grieving. I thought that would be over. So that's what I'm saying. We don't know with the grieving cycle to anybody's going out there. Just take it moment by moment, minute by minute, because I know we want to rush things. It's best to just feel your way through every emotion that comes. Go through the shock, go through the pain, the anger, the happiness, the sadness, go through all of it, because it will help you later in the process of it all. I was ready to hit the ground running at 40, like some of y'all were ready to hit the ground running in January, right? But it didn't happen that way. And I feel like sometimes God does things to get our attention too. I don't know, again, who your practice are, but I'm so used to getting ready to go, and I felt like I had to go. God was like, nah, it's okay. Time is on my side, not your side. I'll give you all the time you need when it's time. And I can't explain how I feel right now. But that, it's like when the weight has been lifted, the weight has been lifted. That's all I can really explain it. How I can explain it. The weight has just been lifted. And I'm like, yes, hallelujah. I can do backflips and all these things. And I'm like, okay, great. So, but 40 was a definitely a good self-reflection phase for me, you know, and I like who I am and I like where I am. And I, you know, I hate to have gone through it, but I like what is birthed from it at the same time. And so like, I can show that side of me. I had to make the important decision to shut that page down, because you can't see me properly through all of those journeys and chapters. You can't see me. So let's start here and get an understanding. And you can see the direction that I'm heading, because those were old chapters. I'm not even there yet. I'm heading in this one. And I'm saying I may not open it again. I'm not saying when or nay or not. Right now, let's just get to know each other. Let's just start there. Okay. So I'm going to end it. And I hope this blesses you. And follow me on Instagram at herbeststyle or @_LadyL_experience. That's my side for artist development, and at her best style is my side for self-discovery. And we're just getting this ball rolling now. And next, I had an episode lined up, but I might push it out, or we might go live. I think I might go live and do something on discernment, because I am going to be going live. I'm so excited about that now. This is going to be fun. It's going to be fun, y'all. It's going to be fun. Okay. But I think that's what we'll do. I think we're just going to go live and talk about discernment. And so I can get into my next episode, because I really got to get into that next episode, because that's... Ooh-wee. Okay. So hopefully you learned something about me. Hopefully you learned something about yourselves. And hopefully you learned something about each other. And please, y'all, be careful not to judge each other. Be mindful that people are in different seasons and going through different things. And don't take anything personally. Don't mean a person don't want to be there for you. It just because a person may can't be there for you at a certain event that you want them to be, it doesn't mean they don't want to. So don't judge a person. Don't make that. Don't judge a person's what they can't do by their heart. Is what I'm saying. It don't mean they don't want to be there for you. It may just mean at that season they couldn't be there. Because there's a lot of things about. We're going to talk about this. Prepare for what you asked for and stuff like that. Because I think there's some confusion on that too. People are like, she's not prepared for what she asked for. And da 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 da. I specifically said in this season. And I specifically said. When I put up my Sade song, I will not name. I said, this is what I want. Happiness, peace, joy, career, and love. And I talked about that. So now that you understand that about me, go back to that episode and listen to it again and see if I did not say what I wanted. And the thing about grief is, or anything you in, I knew I was in a season of grief. When I came out of grief, I set the stone for what I wanted. And I called it an existence. I said, I want happiness, peace, love, career, and joy. That's what I want when I get out of this. Okay, when I get out of this grief, that's exactly what I want. Now, I'm not even going to go into that discussion. I'm going to just leave that on the table right there. A lot of people are like, you ain't this nigga, it's right here. I'm in grief. Don't mean I wasn't preparing for it. It's all in your perspective. And we'll talk about that. But you guys have a blessed day. I'm going to put this up on Friday. My episodes drop every Monday, but I definitely wanted to go ahead and get this one out the way because I feel like this is more like a reintroduction before we get the stuff going. And have a blessed weekend, y'all. So much going out there in the world. I really wanted to talk about Tyree Nichols. I will say this. Apply discernment. We are losing too many people because of poor discernment. Sometimes. Don't let your anger make a mistake you know that you're going to regret later. Don't let anger lead you. Don't let stress lead you, worry lead you, all these feelings you have about people. Some of you attack people with words, physically, verbally, all these different things based upon how you're feeling. Get to know people so you don't make these type of mistakes. And to Ricky Smiley, sending prayers to you and your family. I get it from a certain aspect, having lost a child, but I get it. And I'm praying for you, bruh.